Around 40 states plus DC have expanded Medicaid to cover more people with low incomes. Indiana is one of them. But the state says its Medicaid expansion program may be at risk, along with the health insurance coverage of hundreds of thousands of people. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Abigail Ruman reports a federal ruling found that some aspects of how Indiana handles its program may violate federal law.
Mulligata Wolf is one of the people on Medicaid in Indiana. He's been on the Healthy Indiana Plan, or HIP, since earlier this summer, and he's unsure how long he'll be able to stay covered. He rifles through a stack of letters he received from the state Medicaid agency.
If you're not following your mail, you will miss a lot of that stuff. If you're not carefully going through your mail and reading the letters they send pretty thoroughly.
One of those pieces of mail was sent at the end of May when Wolf enrolled in Medicaid. It explained he would have to make a monthly income-based payment, like a premium, starting in July to keep his coverage.
It just seems like a pointless payment to make us have to do, other than to, you know, create a barrier for us so we get, so we don't get re-enrolled and stuff like that. Because people are busy right now. People are busy trying to survive.
Medicaid expansion programs like HIP aren't allowed to charge premiums per federal law, but Indiana obtained a waiver, or an exception, which allows it to charge payments for additional coverage like dental and vision. Now, a lawsuit says some policies in the HIP program, including those payments, go against the objectives of Medicaid and violate the law. A federal judge agreed and ordered Indiana to stop.
At the end of the day, what you find is that these policies, they just result in people not getting enrolled.
That's Leo Quayle. He's a public policy expert with the Center for Children and Families at Georgetown University.
And indeed, that's what we see in state after state, study after study, where you look at what premiums do.
In Indiana, tens of thousands of people on HIP have lost coverage simply because they failed to make these payments. Quayle says even though the payments are income-based, they can pose a real hurdle.
So what prohibitive is really is different if you are living in poverty. It's not just about the administrative hassle. It's also the actual ability to do it. You might not have a credit card or debit card account. You might not even be able to have a bank account open.
The state says premiums ensure people have a stake in their health care coverage. Cora Steinmetz, the state Medicaid director, explained the state's stance in July.
Indiana disagrees with the ruling and believes these actions have unintended consequences for our program. The ruling creates uncertainty regarding which services are covered and removes authority for certain administrative aspects of the program's operation.
The state also says that if the federal ruling is allowed to take effect, they'll need to transition members to plans with less coverage. Tracy Hutchings-Getz is with the advocacy nonprofit Hoosier Action. She says the state's response sounds like a threat.
Really, this tone of holding members' health care hostage if they didn't get their way.
Advocates and even the judge on the case say the state doesn't need to keep premiums in place. It was able to provide members with the additional coverage, even though it hasn't collected those payments since the start of the COVID-19 public health emergency. But Indiana insists the ruling threatens their ability to sustain HIP in the long term. Hutchings-Getz says it's unlikely the state will end the HIP program entirely, because if that happens, it'll have a ripple effect on hospitals, providers, and employers who rely on Medicaid.
If HIP were to go away, it would be an unmitigated disaster for the people, the health systems, and the economy of this state.
For now, the state says people don't have to make payments. But for people on HIP, like Wolf, they're still confused and worried. Wolf says he hasn't received any communication from the state.
And just knowing about the trial, that's probably the only way I know, that's the only thing making me think I don't have to pay.
Things may change in the future as Indiana appeals the ruling and tries to keep those premiums in place. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Abigail Ruman.
WFII's Ben Thorpe co-reported this story. This story is a collaboration between Indiana Public Broadcasting, WFII, and Side Effects Public Media. Side Effects Public Media is a health reporting collaboration of NPR member stations across the Midwest. It's based at WFII in Indianapolis.